Read the questions.
Example.
The latest estimates I've seen is that roughly 40% of all online retail in the US is on Amazon. And then we've seen in recent years also the increase in e-commerce in general and how important it is for brands to have their own online presence so that customers can find them, which makes Amazon an important consideration because you need to be somewhere online, you need to serve your customers, and Amazon does such a great job in both.
Extract number one.
Brands still have the struggles where they essentially understand that in order to be where customers are looking for you, in the US, about two-thirds of product searches start on Amazon rather than on search engines. So that means, you know, most customers don't even go to Google or Bing or a search engine where they're looking for something. They just directly go to Amazon. And therefore, if you are not there, and if you're not a brand that people definitely want to buy, then you probably are not going to be found by the majority of customers.
Extract number two.
So definitely margins getting squeezed is one of the big ones, especially these days, when Amazon is doing a lot more in terms of advertising. They have a very large, media platform. They can use, you know, not just the retail part of Amazon, but also Amazon Video or Amazon Music and other channels for their advertising. You want to be featured in the website in a prominent place. You want to be able to be kind of the first brand in the buy box where consumers see you as kind of the default brand. And for all of these things, you essentially have to give up some of your margins.
Extract number three.
There are categories that have suffered from what we call commoditization. Essentially, being on Amazon turned them into complete commodities because you can see so many brands and even unknown brands and sellers sell a version of this product. They're all side by side. They kind of look the same. And then you're basically price shopping and considering that everything is kind of the same, which turns every product into almost a commodity and not a brand. And therefore, it's hard to stand out on a platform like Amazon's.
Extract number four.
Amazon has quite a few private label brands. One of them is called Amazon Basics that you just mentioned. And batteries is a category where Amazon Basic did phenomenally well and was able to get consumers to buy their batteries. Their batteries are as good as others, and consumers just bought into it. Just a couple of weeks ago, Amazon announced that they're going to reconsider their private label strategy. But one thing that is exciting for me as someone that researches retail and is how things constantly change.
Extract number 5.
So if you have a product that can be completely standard and use the standard boxes, standard shipping, you'll have a much easier time than with complex products. In a similar manner, products that, you know, are highly personalized, you want to match for every individual consumer are going to be tougher on Amazon, because they just work with more standard products, with things that can fit a mass market. You just choose one and that's it.
Now, listen again.
Example.
The latest estimates I've seen is that roughly 40% of all online retail in the US is on Amazon. And then we've seen in recent years also the increase in e-commerce in general and how important it is for brands to have their own online presence so that customers can find them, which makes Amazon an important consideration because you need to be somewhere online. You need to serve your customers. And Amazon does such a great job in both.
Extract number 1.
Brands still have the struggles where they essentially understand that in order to be where customers are looking for you, in the US, about 2/3 of product searches start on Amazon rather than on search engines. So that means, you know, most customers don't even go to Google or Bing or a search engine where they're looking for something. They just directly go to Amazon. And therefore, if you are not there, and if you're not a brand that people definitely want to buy, then you probably are not going to be found by the majority of customers.
Extract number 2.
So definitely margins getting squeezed is one of the big ones, especially these days, when Amazon is doing a lot more in terms of advertising. They have a very large, media platform. They can use, you know, not just the retail part of Amazon, but also Amazon Video or Amazon Music and other channels for their advertising. You want to be featured in the website in a prominent place. You want to be able to be kind of the first brand in the buy box where consumers see you as kind of the default brand. And for all of these things, you essentially have to give up some of your margins.
Extract number 3.
There are categories that have suffered from what we call commoditization. Essentially, being on Amazon turned them into complete commodities because you can see so many brands and even unknown brands and sellers sell a version of this product. They're all side by side. They kind of look the same. And then you're basically price shopping and considering that everything is kind of the same, which turns every product into almost a commodity and not a brand. And therefore, it's hard to stand out on a platform like Amazon's.
Extract number 4.
Amazon has quite a few private label brands. One of them is called Amazon Basics that you just mentioned. And batteries is a category where Amazon Basic did phenomenally well and was able to get consumers to buy their batteries. Their batteries are as good as others, and consumers just bought into it. Just a couple of weeks ago, Amazon announced that they're going to reconsider their private label strategy. But one thing that is exciting for me as someone that researches retail and is how things constantly change.
Extract number 5.
So if you have a product that can be completely standard and use the standard boxes, standard shipping, you'll have a much easier time than with complex products. In a similar manner, products that, you know, are highly personalized, you want to match for every individual consumer are going to be tougher on Amazon, because they just work with more standard products, with things that can fit a mass market. You just choose one and that's it.
That is the end of part 2.